A major earthquake could hit the Seattle area any day, according to seismologists. And that has raised a lot of questions from the KUOW audience about how to survive a disaster. Bill Steele with the University of Washington has answers for them. The earthquake expert told me what we can do when the big one hits, especially in the first 30 minutes.
Well, first, put yourself in a safe place to ride through the earthquake. Don't try to run around. Don't try to do anything other than get yourself in a protected place in a position where things won't fall on you and ride the earthquake out.
What else do you recommend?
Secondly, you want to put some sturdy shoes on because during that earthquake, things have broken, fallen off of walls. You may have a window damage and you can have glass around. Then the third thing would be to see what's wrong. How did the house ride it out? Do you smell any gas? Do you see any smoke? And then you can shut off your gas. You can turn off the power. You can do things like that to try to reduce the chance of a fire or some other secondary impact.
How many days should we be prepared if a major earthquake hits Seattle?
For years, we were saying 3 days, three ways. But now we realize after thinking about the impacts of a Cascadia subduction zone earthquake or a big Seattle fault earthquake, it could be weeks before you get help. And so learning from Katrina and Sandy and other larger hurricane disasters, we realized you really do need to put a couple of weeks worth of supplies away. Now, if you're in a tiny apartment and you don't have room for 2 weeks worth of water, you could put some water aside in the bottom of a closet and then perhaps have a good water filter available.
What's the minimum amount of water we should have stored?
Well, we say about a gallon a day as a minimum.
Per person?
Per person, yeah. And that doesn't include, you don't have much for washing. That's pretty much drinking and eating. Another critical part of your kit needs to be medication. Have at least a 30-day supply on hand because that way you just don't have to worry about it. And you know, it's just-in-time inventory. When you order something from your local pharmacy, they go out and order it from their supplier when they get that prescription. It's not even sitting on the shelf there. So you're not going to be able to get that supply fulfilled until transportation and a lot of our commerce is reestablished, and that can take time.
Okay, we've talked about what we personally need to do to prepare. Let's look at the bigger picture. How well will Seattle area bridges hold up in a major earthquake?
Boy, it's a mixed bag, and that's a good thing and a bad thing. The bad part is we have some older bridges that have gone through some retrofit, but perhaps not all that is necessary for a worst-case kind of earthquake or like a Cascadia event or even worse, a large Seattle fault earthquake. But because we have a variety of different kinds of bridges in our inventory and they have had some retrofitting, I expect that some of our bridges will survive.
How prepared is our water district for a disruption?
Well, we still have some older brittle pipe, but I know that there are plans underway and actually work underway to replace the older sections of that brittle pipe with more ductile piping that can withstand ground motions and stay intact. But I think that, with landsliding, we're very prone to landslides here in the Pacific Northwest. And particularly if the earthquake hits in the rainy season, we're likely to have a lot of damage to the water and sewer infrastructure.
Well, on that positive note, thanks for coming in, Bill.
Thank you very much, Catherine.